Hello and welcome to another segment of Conversations and Inspiration with Nicole J. And today's segment, as you already can see by the title, is called Undercover Haters. Yeah, we're going to talk about it today. So, what are my thoughts today on undercover haters? First of all, let's make sure we can recognize if we have an undercover hater around us. See, one thing about an undercover hater, they could be your so-called BFF, family, long-lost classmates. They could be people on your job. They could be people in the house of God. What? People in the church? Yes, honey, people in the church. Undercover haters. So this is what comes to thought today as I meditate on this subject today. See, one thing about an undercover hater, they see the potential in you and they're definitely afraid of you outshining them. What do you mean? All the peoples around me showing me all this love. They showing me love. Yeah, we say that. This my homeboy, homegirl. This my sis. This my bro. But I'm going to challenge you to take a step back and examine your surroundings and who's around you. You just might have some undercover haters. See, undercover haters don't want you to outshine them. So they are constantly figuring out subtle ways to dim your light. The undercover hater recognize your potential. They recognize your gifts. They recognize the call. They recognize your business savvy. They see all of that and they envy you and they want to be you, but they'll never admit. And they'll even be your biggest cheerleader. What? My biggest cheerleader? Yes. So many flattering words, but on the inside, envy, green with envy. One thing about envy and the difference between envy and jealousy, I found out a long time ago. See, jealousy is when a person just wants what you want. Envy is a person that can't stand to see you prosper. And to me, that's an undercover hater. See, the undercover hater sees that you are willing to go through the process. And see, we talked about the process on segment number one. So go check that out. Look, the undercover hater, yes, they see that you are willing to go through the process that they're not willing to go through. And the unlock, once again, and they will try to sabotage you if you don't be careful. This is why I say, look, whatever, and I'm learning this. You can think that people are happy for you. You can think that people want to see you do good. You can think that people want to see you prosper. But as soon as you start doing better than them, as soon as you come out the pit with them, they want to find out ways to sabotage you to bring you back to where they are. Undercover haters. Undercover haters want to dull your creativity. Every idea that you come up with, they try to knock it down. Beware of the undercover haters that's around you. One other point I want to make. Whatever's in your heart and whatever vision and dream that you have, sometimes you have to move in silence. Sometimes you have to keep it to yourself. Because the undercover hater will try to get all your secrets. And once again, speak against it, talk against it. And you're going through unnecessary warfare and don't even know why. Hello, Judas. Any Judases out there? Undercover haters. So I just want to encourage you today. Understand that everybody, and let's get over it right now. Get over the fact that people are going to be happy for you. Get over the fact that the people you expected to help you, they might not be the ones that help you. God will send people from across the country. God will send people from across the nation to bless you. But sometimes before these same ones that's your so-called BFF. And I just heard this, look, I just heard this download right now. Some people are in your life literally taking up somebody else's space. Now that just hit me right there. Woo! They are taking up space. Undercover haters. Undercover haters. Be aware and stay woke. And until next time, my peoples, peace out.